Receive the Holy Spirit. Chapter 15. The Spirit is bestowed, the gifts are imparted. Editorial: The Spirit is bestowed, the gifts are imparted. The object of the gift of the Holy Spirit is the perfecting of the receivers of the gift. The means of perfecting the receiver of the gift of the Holy Spirit is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit bestowed. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are gifts imparted by the Holy Spirit that has been bestowed. The gifts of the Spirit are wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues, teaching, exhortation, helping, governing, evangelists, pastors, distributing to each one individually as he wills. The purpose in the impartation of these gifts is thus declared: He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping, perfecting, of the saints. When the object of the gift of the Holy Spirit is the perfecting, equipping, of the receivers of the gift, and when the means of accomplishing this object is the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it is perfectly plain that both the gift and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not an end, but only means to an end, and that end, the perfecting, equipping, of the believers. Then what must the one great thought of all who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit and the impartation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit received? Only perfection, 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 nothing but perfection in Christ Jesus. Therefore, in this time of the latter rain, in this day of the giving of the Holy Spirit, in this time of the receiving of the Holy Spirit, everyone who will set his whole heart, yield his whole thought, to being brought to perfection in Christ Jesus, and will surrender himself to the working of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit may accomplish God's purpose upon him, can freely receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Ask, and it will be given to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Editorial: Agape love, the bond of perfection. The perfecting of the saints is the object of the gift of the Holy Spirit. If this is not held ever in view by the believer, the purpose of the gift of the Spirit is frustrated. The means of the perfecting of the saints are the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for he gave gifts to men for the perfecting, equipping, of the saints. The point which marks the perfection of the believer is love, perfect love, the love of God, for love is the bond of perfection. The point which betokens love, this perfect love, the love of God, this bond of perfection, is the keeping of the commandments of God, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And love is the fulfilling of the law. Therefore, as the keeping of the commandments of God is love, and love is the bond of perfection, then the keeping of the commandments of God is the bond of perfection. Then, as the keeping of the commandments of God is the bond of perfection, and as perfection is the object of both the gift and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it certainly follows that the keeping of the commandments of God is the great object of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Anybody, then, who does not have in view the keeping of the commandments of God, misses the purpose of the Lord in giving the Holy Spirit, and frustrates the object of the Holy Spirit even though he is given. The keeping of the commandments of God is the complete manifestation, in the individual, of the perfect will of God. Anyone, then, who would think of receiving the Holy Spirit for any other purpose than to manifest the perfect will of God, could not receive the Holy Spirit. And anyone, having received the gift of the Holy Spirit, who would use the gift for any other purpose than to manifest the perfect will of God, could not retain the Holy Spirit. Do you want the perfect will of God manifested in you? Do you want, are you willing, to keep the commandments of God? Then receive the Holy Spirit. Ask, and it will be given to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit.